A week from tomorrow, New Jersey voters pick candidates for the entire state assembly. Right now, campaign mudslinging is at its peak. The latest example is in a key race from Burlington County. If Democrats win, they could grow their existing majority in the legislature. WHYY's Nick Pugliese reports Republican opponents have launched an offensive with a dog video.
The dog video is really an attack ad. Through police body camera footage, it shows when an officer responded to the home of a Democratic candidate where a dog was left outside in freezing temperatures.
There is a small, thin, like multicolored dog on your back porch. It's been out here for several hours. If you can give us a call back, it's pretty urgent.
Mark Natale, the dog owner, says it was an honest mistake. He thought Chase, a Jack Russell Terrier mix, had come back inside before he left. He says it doesn't make him unfit for office like the ad suggests.
It was a mistake. I wish it never happened. I felt terrible when my dog was out there, but it was just that. It was a mistake. We care for our dogs like any loving family should.
But Chris Russell, a spokesman for Natale's Republican opponents, says the incident should concern voters.
People care about their pets, and we think it was a legitimate issue.
The race pits incumbent Ryan Peters and fellow Republican Gene Stanfield against Democrats Natale and Gina LaPlaca. Burlington County is a key battleground because the longtime Republican stronghold has seen Democratic victory since Donald Trump was elected. Oh, and by the way, Natale says Chase the dog is doing just fine.
Let the dogs out!
From the New Jersey desk, I'm Nick Pugliese, WHYY News.